Yes, hello. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And now, are you 18 or older?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And are you registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Would you say that you will definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or you're not voting?
Hold on. You're losing me there. I didn't understand what you said.
Oh, yes,
okay,
I'm sorry.
What are the chances of what?
That you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress.
Who will I vote for, or just I will vote?
Just if you will vote. You would say
I
that
will
you will
definitely vote. Yeah, I will definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. And how old are you?
I'm 64.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
White, I suppose you would call me.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
I'm an independent.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. And now, creating more jobs and raising wages?
A 10.
Okay, thank you. Protecting abortion rights?
A 10.
Okay. Reducing crime?
I think that's an 8.
Okay. And creating more affordable housing?
I think that's a 10.
Okay. Tackling climate change?
A 10.
Okay. Securing the southern border?
Oh, that's a 5.
Okay. And lowering taxes?
That's an 8.
And funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
I would say that's an 8.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold.
Okay. This is starting to get old here, okay?
I'm starting
to get at the end of my patience, okay? But go on with your questions.
Okay. What about Democrats in Congress? What would you say from 0 to 100?
Well, I'd say 90.
Okay. And Janelle Bynum?
Say the name again.
Janelle Bynum?
Jill Biden, the president's wife, is that what you're talking about?
No, Janelle Bynum for Congress.
I don't even know who she is, to be honest with you.
Okay. And Republicans in Congress?
what about them? How do I rate their performance? Zero.
Okay, thank you. And Lori Chavez de Rimmer?
Say that again.
Lori Chavez de Rimmer?
I really don't know her either. I'm sorry.
Okay. And J.D. Banz?
I really don't know. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Tina Kodak?
I give her a 70.
Okay, thank you. And what about McDonald's?
McDonald's, the restaurant? Zero.
Okay, thank you. And Kamala Harris?
I give her an 80.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
A zero.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
I give him an 80.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or Independent Cornel West?
Of course I would vote for Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Rimmer?
Well, of course, the Democrat.
And even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez de Rimmer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support?
Is she a Republican?
Yes.
No.
Okay. No chance at all.
No chance at all.
Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Okay. Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Rimmer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
And she is the Republican?
Correct.
I really don't know her, and I don't know her history, so I feel uncomfortable judging her, although most Republicans I disapprove of.
Okay, thank you. Now, I just want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez de Rimmer. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community, a working mother and local business owner. She's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she's running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems. Like lower the
no,
cost
I
under,
I let me interrupt you for a second. Okay, I understand that. But it's numbers in Congress. She can believe whatever she wants and want to do whatever she wants. But the numbers in Congress make us move forward or backward. I understand. I'm very well aware. And can we end this survey at this point? Because I'm done, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you, too. Have a good night.
Okay, have a good night.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.